Snag, the sensitive new age gladiator. Snag was better at singing and dancing than he was at fighting and bashing people up. Yet the Romans sent him off to gladiator school, where all the other gladiators were big, mean bullies who liked bashing each other to bits. But Snag has a trick or two up his toga. Snag, the sensitive new age gladiator, by Margaret Clark. The dedication reads, "For my grandson William." Chapter 1. Snag was a sad gladiator. The reason that he was a sad gladiator and not a glad gladiator was that he didn't want to be a gladiator. Some Roman soldiers had come to his village, stolen anything that was valuable, eaten all the food, then burnt down the houses. All the people who were not injured or killed were taken as prisoners, and Snag was one of them. Now, the emperor of the time was called Titus, and he was really keen to have gladiators so that the crowds could be entertained. He thought it was a great idea to use slaves or prisoners as gladiators because he didn't want his own ordinary everyday people to die for Saturday afternoon entertainment. Titus also wanted his own ordinary everyday people to come to the special arena and watch horrible deeds. His empire was a warlike one, and he wanted to keep his subjects bloodthirsty, so that when the men had to go to war, they would fight hard and win all the battles. And the women and children would cheer when they came back. Gladiators were supposed to kill each other. But if a gladiator was a brilliant fighter and the crowd liked him, then the emperor could spare his life, or in special circumstances, even set him free. The crowd liked gladiators who were good fighters. However, lots of slaves and prisoners didn't have a clue how to fight, so they were sent to gladiator school to learn how to be bloodthirsty.
"I don't want to go to gladiator school," said Snag. "I hate violence. I hate fighting. And I faint at the sight of blood."
"Sorry," said the chief of the gladiators. "You don't have a choice.